Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. A little bit late in getting on the air tonight. I apologize for that. I had an emergency client who just flew in from Washington that I wasn't expecting. And anyway, I was en route, and we are having some very challenging driving weather here, and so I apologize so much for the delay. So, gosh, it's been such an interesting week, and the last couple of weeks particularly. I have so many cool projects going on. I am actually starting on a book project, which just come out of the blue, and it looks like it's going to turn into quite an interesting story. And this is all coming about from working on a clearing. And anyway, so I'm working with a partner in crime in this, and it's really been intense investigation work on a psychic level, and really diving into depth of history, family history, and we actually, apparently, we're connected many, many generations ago. So that's a long story, but you'll see all of that when the book comes out, which I'm not sure when that's going to be, but it's definitely in the works. And another thing that I'm working on is a book. It's about meditation. I don't want to give you the title yet. I don't want anybody to steal it from me. But it's about how easy meditation should be, because we tend to make meditation so complicated that many of us don't do it because we feel like if we're not, don't have 2 hours to spare to sit on a cushion and that sort of thing, then we tend to just say, well, forget it. I'm not doing meditation. It takes too long. It's too uncomfortable. I have to sit in these positions and I have a bad back and things like that. And meditation really instant. And you can get the best messages quickly, once you sort of are open to it. So that's going to be the idea, the basic premise of the book. Now, and, you know, don't get me wrong, periods of in-depth meditation can be absolutely fabulous and fantastic. But if you don't have the time to sit on the mat for 2 hours, don't fret, but don't skip it either. You know, make a point to take some time, get in touch with spirit, because that's what we really do when we meditate. When you pray, you are sending messages out. When you meditate, you are being quiet and allowing the messages to come in. So, and that's really an important thing, both of them actually, you know. I have lots of listeners and lots of different religious backgrounds and so forth, and some that have no religious backgrounds, and it's all good. The thing is, a prayer can be as simple as a wish, you know. It doesn't have to be a formal thing that you learned in Bible school or in CCD or whatever, although definitely there's lots of formal prayers out there, and they're wonderful. But the best prayers come right from the heart. They come from within, and those are really the best prayers that you can make. And again, a prayer can be as simple as a wish. And so remember that. You don't have to make your prayer life difficult either. You can make that simple as well. But I think it's an important thing. Both spirituality are important factors. You know, my own spiritual or religious upbringing gave me a really good foundation that I'm very happy that I had. So, I no longer actively partake in the religion I was brought up with. It's
give me a really good base and foundation to sort of open up my exploration into other areas. And every religious practice has something positive to offer. And when we look back at the basic tenets of all major religions, they're all pretty much based on the same ideas or the same commandments or the same, I forget what they call them in Buddhism. I can't think of it. But it's, you know, like I said, it's the same basic idea no matter what religion that you are involved in. So make a practice every day. Try to be consistent, even if it's just for a couple of minutes, whether that's in prayer or meditation or both, because the more consistent you are, the better results you get. And that's like with anything. If you're learning how to play the piano, you don't want to practice once a month. You want to practice as much as you can because you get better and better at it. And it's the same connecting with spirit, whether you know, you're connecting through prayer or connecting through meditation, or really I advocate that it's best to do both, that is really the you know, really great, healthy thing to do. So what topic are we going to cover tonight? I've really been on the run so much lately. And, you know, of course, with the holiday season, many of us are in that same situation. But I've had a couple of things come up over the last 5 days that were unexpected, where my dad took ill and I had to go help him for a couple of days. And, you know, then this situation with a client coming in unexpectedly. And anyway, so it's just been like the holiday season. Things happen. And what's the important thing out of this? It's really to go with the flow. If we get so wrapped up in our schedules and that sort of thing, then we tend to get frustrated. We get stressed out. The holidays can't be enjoyable for us. So it's really about going with the flow, just letting it happen. Okay, so, you know, I had to take 3 or 4 days out of my schedule to go be with my dad, and I was happy that I could do that. So it's put me behind schedule on other things. And especially the holidays now, you know, I have a big sale going on with all of natural line of bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth. So I have to focus a lot of time on getting those products organized, getting them made in a lot of cases to fill the orders, and then packaged and getting those orders out because everything is pretty much made to order. So it's, you know, fresh. It's not like when you buy something in the store, it's possible that it's been sitting in the warehouse for a year and it's been sitting on the shelf. And who wants to put that stuff on your skin? So anyway, so as long as we're talking about what we're putting on our skin, you know, I'd just like to take a moment to talk about Alchemy of the Earth, which you can find on Facebook, also on Twitter. And the website, and the website is just the name, alchemyoftheearth.com, alchemyoftheearth.com. Or you can put the two E's in there. Either way it works. It goes right to the website. So I'm having a first ever holiday sale since it's my first Christmas in business. And so I really want to encourage you to check it out and take advantage of that because this doesn't happen very often. One thing that's not notated on the website because nobody's been able to figure out how to get it on there, there is a flat rate shipping charge of $10.95. So if you are out of Rhode Island, and if you're not local to me, then please note that there is a flat rate $10.95 shipping charge, and that covers you know, any products that you buy. And if you do spend over $100, you get a free gift for yourself for the holidays. Yay! Everybody loves gifts. So speaking of gifts and gift giving, we often get so wrapped up, too, in the holidays and getting the perfect gift. And we can spend so much time in trying to find that perfect gift or that perfect someone. And if it's not as well received as we thought, we get upset or offended. Know that even if, you know, you've spent so much time and effort into finding just the perfect thing, if it's not well received, know that it's not a reflection on you. Know that if you put your heart into it, that that's what is really the important thing. And really, then, it's up to the person who received the gift to sort of evaluate where they're at in their life. And so if you happen to be the person on the receiving end and someone puts a lot of time and effort into a gift for you, and it may not be what you wanted or, you know, what you think is the most perfect thing for you, accept it with gratitude, with a big heart, and know that the care that the person took out, and they were trying to do their best. And I've gotten some gifts over the years that, well, I'll say my adopted daughter, for one of her wedding presents, her mother-in-law, who recently passed, she started crocheting as soon as knew of the engagement. And my Lisa's a house and Rick's house is very small, and the mother made these big, huge totes full of crocheted pillows and afghans and all kinds of, you know, homemade items for the house. Well, they only have a very, very small house and a really small living room, and the colors didn't go with any of their stuff and that sort of thing. But it was from the heart. So even if it feels like it's not perfect, accept it with genuine gratefulness that the person has thought enough to put so much time and effort and love into something. And because if it's somebody close to you, you never know how long you have that person with you. You know, Lisa's mother-in-law, where she got married in June, and her mother-in-law passed away in September. So that's not a very long time. And I'm sure, you know, now that even though the pillows don't go with their living room set and everything, her son will really cherish those because his mother made them. And I have lots of things like that. I have the afghans from my aunt, my mother, my grandmother, my T.L. Dina, who was my grandmother's mentor. My great aunt, I have all kinds of things like that. And are they my colors, my style? No. But I love looking at them. I love taking them out in the winter and using them. It just brings back warm, comforting memories, knowing that my people cared enough about me to take their time and use their energy to make these things for me. So it's something, you know, to really cherish. And even if it's not a homemade gift, again, really show gratitude towards the person who gave it. And regifting is fabulous. So if you get something you really don't like, don't show disdain, but accept it with love, and then regift it with love to somebody who you know can use it and really love it. Because, you know, so often there are things that we get that just don't work for us, but you probably know somebody that it will. So, re-gift. It's a great thing. Recycle, reuse. That's all a good thing. Help out the environment. Keep it out of the landfills. And for those of you who have 25 chia pets, you have good oxygen in your air at home. That's a plus. There's always a positive side to everything. You know, there really is. So go with the flow this holiday season. You know, we're coming into times where a lot of people have office parties and house parties, and concerts, if you have kids, you have cookie swaps and Yankee swaps and all sorts of things happening. So just take a step back if you're feeling overwhelmed. Know that things will get done, and whatever doesn't get done, doesn't get done. Do the best that you can. But make sure that you're taking care of you first, because if you don't take care of you, then you can't take care of anyone else. For those of you out there who have family members that you care for. And so take it easy on yourself on a stress level, for sure. Take it, you know, take it easy on your mind. Know that things will get done. The things that need to get done will get done. And the things that don't, well, make a list. What's not that important if something gets missed? How big of a deal is it, really? I've cut back so much from what I used to do holiday-wise. And it's really a good thing. I don't make myself crazy over the holidays anymore. And, you know, it used to be like, oh, my God, you had to fit seeing everybody in one day. You had to get to the both grandparents' houses. You had to get to the great-grandparents. You know, the kids opened their presents, ran out the door. And plus then I had a florist shop, which at that time my former husband insisted that we be open 7 days a week, including Christmas. And he didn't really get the value of the sacredness of taking that time for the family. And that was sort of a contention between us always. And, you know, we were open every day of the year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, we were there. And it was difficult. It was really difficult. So take the time to really know what's important, cherish what's important, people that you love, and oftentimes those people are not relatives. Though, you know, of course, this time of year we spend more time with relatives that we maybe don't see all year, that sort of thing. But make an effort to really spend time with people that you care about and people who care about you, to nurture your soul, nurture your spirit. And sometimes that's family, but oftentimes it's not. So spend the time with family that you can, and then know what your limit is. Some of us have families who are, you know, can be challenging any time of the year, but especially during the holidays, where people tend to drink too much, party up a little too much, and things can get out of hand. So know what your time limit is. You know, my time limit at my dad's house is 3 or 4 hours. that's about all I can do, you know. So know what your time limit is. Make it a sweet time, quality time, and then be on your way and go from there. So I guess that's kind of really about it around the holidays. Now, I was really late on getting on the air, and I apologize for that. Let's see, 7:45. Oh, my goodness. So I do want to let you know how to get in touch with me when I'm off the air. And the best way is to go on my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine, and fill out a contact request form. And because that goes right into my inbox and I see that. If you email me directly, then it goes into my junk box, and oftentimes I don't see those because I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day. And I know I say this week after week after week, but, you know, I like to keep in touch with you guys. So if you want to get on my mailing list or want to say hey. Also, the other thing is I'm running the radio special with the holiday sale. For half an hour readings, 30-minute readings, are only $50. That's a price that I never do. You may never see this price again. But, you know, I know that the holidays can be challenging, especially financially for people, people with families. And, you know, the economy in the U.S. is still sort of shaky. But I extend that offer outside of the U.S. as well. You know, I have a lot of listeners in Canada and outside of the States. I have, you know, listeners all over the world, Ireland and Italy. And so this is offer good for wherever you are in the world. Know that this is for a phone or Skype session only, and only $50 for 30 minutes. So whether you'd like it for yourself or you'd like to give a gift certificate for a loved one as a holiday present, contact me, send me a contact form through my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, and I would be more than happy to accommodate you on your request for a reading or for a gift certificate. And if you buy four 30-minute readings, then you get one free. And that's just, I'm just announcing that today. So this is a super hot December deal, 30-minute readings for $50 each, and get a fifth reading completely for free. And if you're interested in coaching, you can also use that session time for coaching. So you would get four half-an-hour sessions and then get the fifth one for free. So how's that for a good deal? My regular price for 30 minutes is $75. So it's like, let's see. So you get five half-hour sessions for $200. And normally two half-hour sessions are $150. And then if you add a third, it's $225. So it's like you're getting almost two whole sessions for free. And again, you can use that for coaching as well. I do coaching, individual coaching, and I do individual readings and also group readings to the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area, and would like to host me for a group event. I require a minimum of six people to go to an event, and that is basically within an hour of my location. And then beyond that, it is based on how far from me you're at. Then there could be travel expenses involved. But that's a really, you know, I have really good rates on that as well. And so think about that. It's another great holiday gift as well if you want to do a family gathering where you want to have me come in and do a family event. It can be a lot of fun. And you can buy something now and then schedule it for after the holidays when everybody tends to have more free time. So let's see. I think pretty much I wanted to cover, you know, this week about keeping your head cool over the holidays. And know what your limits are. Also, you know, take care of yourself. Really know when to say no, okay, whether that's drinking or eating or spending time with family members, the in-laws, the outlaws, whichever way it goes. I have the best outlaws. You know, that I call my former in-laws my outlaws because they're no longer in-laws. I've been divorced for, oh my gosh, 17 years, I guess. But I still see them on holidays. I actually, you know, see them pretty regularly, birthdays and holidays and things like that. And they have been an amazing support when I got divorced with my kids growing up, because my youngest one was only three. And, you know, thankfully they really, really helped me whenever I needed anything, whether something broke at the house or the kids needed to be babysat or needed dinner or whatever. They have been there, and they're still there. You know, my youngest son could ask his grandparents for anything, and I think they would jump to the moon and back for him. So I'm so, so grateful for that relationship. Whereas my own parents, my mom passed away 2 years after I got, actually a year after I got divorced. And so she couldn't be there because she wasn't there physically. And she actually got sick just as I got divorced. And so I was there helping her. And then my dad lives in another state. And, you know, dads, as wonderful as dads are, you know, I'm the apple of his eye. It's different with dads, you know. And because he's so far away, he had some health challenges. You know, he couldn't be there as much helping me with the kids. Although with my oldest son, his health was good then, and he was there a lot for us, which was really great. I think the right people come into our lives at the right time and when they're most needed. And when you have faith that that happens, it happens. Because whatever you put out to the universe is what the universe will provide for you. And as time speeds up faster and faster, and scientifically, you know, the Earth is actually spinning faster. That happened with the tsunami back in Sri Lanka. And then with the Earth tilt, with the tsunami in the earthquake in Japan, the earth tilted 6 degrees on its axis. So the time is shifted a little bit on the planet, and the planet really is spinning faster. So even though we've only lost, you know, it's like a fraction of a second, when you add that up over a period of a year, we really have lost time. So take a breath. Take a step back. You know, things will get done. And they'll get done when they get done, and sometimes things won't get done, and that's okay too. But the more it's okay with you, then the more it'll be okay. It's when we hold on to making sure everything is perfect, getting the cookies right, getting, you know, the perfect bow on the package and all that sort of stuff. We make ourselves crazy and stress ourselves out, and then the holiday turns into a stressful, you know, chaotic event. Who wants that in your life, in our lives? I know I don't. So I was saying that how, you know, at one time we used to try to fit everything in, seeing the grandparents, both sides, and the great-grandparents and all that. And then finally I said, you know what, this is ridiculous, because I was working full-time for the government, for the post office, delivering mail, which was our busiest time of the year. And so that was 7 days a week at many points. And then having the flower shop on top of that for so many years, that was 7 days a week. And having two kids to raise, it was a lot. And I finally said, you know what? We can't do this anymore. It's too much to try to fit everything in a one day. We ripped the kids away from their presents that they got to see for about 10 minutes at most. And then we're out the door for the whole entire day. We come home exhausted. And then the next day, we're right back to work again. The kids are out the door at the grandparents or at school or at babysitters or whatever. And King Christmas a week instead of one day. You know, because, again, my dad lives out of state. And then to try to get to see him, which was usually the day after Christmas, was just as hectic. You know, now we try to plan on seeing each other sometime between Christmas and New Year's. And we've had years where he's been sick or we've had blizzards here or whatever. And one year we didn't do Christmas until March. But I talk to him on the phone all the time. And you know what? It's all good. It's all good. It's just how you perceive it, how you handle it, and then where you go from there. And perception can be such a funny thing. If you just shift your perception a little bit on a subject, the whole feel and energy changes. that's probably a really, really a very cool thing. Really a very cool thing. So let's just see where we are time-wise. I'm actually broadcasting from the car, so I apologize. I cannot take callers tonight because I am mobile en route. And so that means I do not have a I don't have my studio to be able to look at to take callers. So I really apologize for that tonight. And this was, like I said, last minute sort of thing where it was totally unexpected. And this client came in from Washington. And then I got hung up because the weather here is tricky. I have a headlight that went out. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. It's the holiday season. If something's going to go wrong, it's generally now when we have so much to do, you know? So flow. Go with the flow. That's the whole message. The holiday parties are starting. The Christmas concerts are going. I'm going tomorrow night to the Ornament, which is a Trans-Siberian Orchestra cover band, I guess you call it. And I always look forward to that. Last year when we were going to see them, we had a big snowstorm and the concert was postponed a week. And so those things happen. You can't mess with Mother Nature. So if Mother Nature comes in and gives you a storm and you can't make your flight out or you can't make your flight home, okay, well, then you're not supposed to be on that flight. And the way I always look at things like that is it could be that spirit just saved your life for whatever reason. So whether you get delayed leaving when you're going to a party or whatever, I always look at it that it's spirit's way of having me in the right place in the right time rather than rushing out the door to be on time and then, you know, maybe driving unsafely or whatever. So my motto is I run on spirit time, not just made up human time, which sometimes can be a problem because then I lose track of, time. And anyway, and I'm always late for things. It's a chronic thing. But I'm usually on time for my radio show. But again, I had a couple of things that came up that with clients that were totally unexpected. So I apologize for that. But, you know, I love you guys, and I so love that, you know, you guys are out there listening. We only have 60 seconds left. And, in fact, I was getting NASA to be on the air tonight. So here I am. It's a short and sweet, and I really apologize that this has happened. You know, Thursday nights seem to be really getting kind of crazy for me, and I'm thinking again about changing the time of the show just so if I do it early in the day, it's before my day gets started. And that way, I'm, you know, sure to connect with you guys. So check out my sale on alchemyoftheearth.com and send me a contact request form to book a reading with me, cynthiafontaine.com, for that special sale for you guys on my radio show listeners. I love you guys. And have a fabulous and wonderful weekend.